New fighting is reported between pro-Iraqi and pro-Iranian Kurdish forces in what was once a UN-protected safe haven for Kurds in northern Iraq. NPR's Mike Schuster is in Baghdad, the Iraqi capital, and he joins us now to discuss the view of the fighting as it's seen from there. Mike, what do we know about what's actually happening in northern Iraq right now? What's the most up-to-date information you have?
Well, there are some independent reporters from outside agencies in northern Iraq, and they're reporting that the Kurdistan Democratic Party, the fighters of that party, which are at this point allied with Saddam Hussein, have been making pretty serious gains in the fighting against their rival faction, the Patriotic Union of Kurdistan. There's a report tonight that the KDP, as it's known, has taken a key dam in the area where the fighting is occurring, and that dam has a hydroelectric plant there which provides electricity to the important town of Erbil, which they took last week and was the cause for the U.S. Missile attacks last week. And there was a report here that the KDP had gone on to take an important town and the last stronghold of the rival faction called Suleimaniyah.
Well, how does the Iraqi government characterize these advances by the KDP?
They're obviously quite happy with what's going on. The news bulletin that I referred to just a moment ago described the taking of Suleimaniyah as the liberation of Suleimaniyah. I think that the Iraqi government is really hoping that the KDP can, without the Iraqi army's direct support, oust its rival faction from all of Kurdistan and take control of the whole area that has been called a safe haven. At that point, then, essentially, allied with Saddam Hussein, the Iraqi government has an opportunity to reassert control over all of Iraq.
Well, now let me take those points one at a time here, Mike. First of all, you say without the direct support of the Iraqi army. Do we know, in fact, that the Iraqi army is not in the area?
Since last week, there have been no reports of direct Iraqi armored intervention in this fighting. There are reports that Iraqi tanks and artillery and troops are massed somewhere to the south of the town of Suleimaniyah and are poised to intervene if they're necessary. But given the fact that the United States hit Iraq last week because of its armored attacks up there, it's clear, I think, that the Iraqi government would prefer not to intervene and have the KDP, the Kurds, do it all themselves.
Now, as you say, this certainly alters what the situation has been in the north of Iraq to date, which was that there's been a Western and American-enforced security umbrella for the Kurds. Saddam Hussein's control over that part of Iraq, that is Baghdad's control, has been severely limited. I mean, does any of that remain in force?
I think that's a very important question, and it's hard to answer at this point. There are lots of questions that flow from this. If the KDP takes all of Kurdistan, does it then invite the Iraqi government to return to the area? Does it invite the Iraqi army to come back peacefully and reassert control? Does it then go to the United Nations and say there's no longer any need to maintain the safe haven and therefore no longer any need for Operation Provide Comfort, which are the American patrols over Kurdistan? Does this essentially oust the West and the United States and the UN from northern Iraq? They are important questions that we don't know the answers to yet.
Mike Schuster, thank you very much for talking with us.
Good to talk to you, Robert.
NPR's Mike Schuster speaking with us from Baghdad.